And now for our comedy highlight, we welcome Alana Gill onto the show. She is working on a new show, or being part of a new show that is promoted for the 18th. Tell us more about that.
Welcome. Welcome to Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me. The show is May 18th. It is going to be a all not men comedy show featuring mostly ladies and a non-binary person that I'm very excited to hear the comedy from everybody. So it's going to be a great show. You guys should check out the at Albany Comedy Instagram if you haven't, and they'll have information for tickets and other shows as well.
So the comedy is generally dominated by men.
Yes.
By white men. Yes. What does having a space like this do for you haven't been on the stage yet. What do you expect from the energy on stage? Does it feel like a safer place to bring out certain questions? And are you preparing different material than you would maybe in a different kind of space?
Yeah. I'm definitely excited for the audience because mostly like the audience that I've experienced is open mic audiences, which is mostly comics and mostly men. So already if they're comics, they're not going to laugh as easily as someone who's come to a comedy show like ready, like unaware of what jokes are going to happen kind of thing. And I guess I am going to prepare something different. I find that a lot of the jokes I make don't really land with that audience because it's very like male dominated. I have a bit that I've been working on about getting a pap smear and like where the history of the pap smear came from. And the last couple of times I've tried it, the few people who have been in the audience that were not comics, I asked like, do you know what a pap smear is? Like to a man. And so far nobody said yes.
Isn't that incredible? I think I've heard that, or like, I don't know, the, like how people don't really know a lot of this medical, I mean, necessity, like how, you know, I mean, a pap smear is so normal, but so few, like, people like who don't get pap smears don't know what it is.
Exactly. And I'm like, I don't know, you have mothers, you have sisters, like somewhere along the line, like this is a test we have to get every 3 years. So like, where is this disconnect happening? Are we just like secretly going to the OBGYN and getting this very normal test? It's kind of funny, but I'm really excited to have like a larger audience with vaginas to hear that joke and to hopefully get it a little bit better than the normal man comic audience does.
Yeah, I'd be very interested to hear more about that.
Yeah.
So what, we were talking about the pap smear, what are some other inspirations other than going and going to the gynecologist that inspire your comedy?
I really tend to like go for like things that are just kind of like make me like chuckle in life or things that I find like, I'm like, huh, that's kind of funny. And I like try and like go into like a bit about it. And I mean, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Like I tried for the first time the other night, I had been traveling recently and I was thinking about when I saw somebody take a rotisserie chicken through airport security and it ended up being on my plane.
I guess it's not liquid, so.
No. Well, yep, that's what I thought. I was like, that's crazy, but it just popped out all fine and she served it to her family on the plane.
Reminds me of like the people who bring an egg salad sandwich on the subway or clip their toenails on the subway. Like just think of people who are around you.
And it's a lot of like that, like where I get my inspiration from is just like people doing silly things or like I'm doing something silly and why did I do that? Let me break that down.
So in terms of your jokes, is your style of comedy more story-based, quick jokes, some other amalgamation of a comedy?
I think mine's a little bit more, I try to be a little more quick joke-ish. I don't find that I do storytelling comedy very well. I've tried it a bunch of times, but I never know, like, where the beats of the story and like the laughs are supposed to be,
and
like
the punchline.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so storytelling, like a slow build. Is that like a longer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like this thing happened to me. This, and then there's like a punchline at the end, and I'm like, I'm not good at like telling stories like that in general. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, here's this crazy thing that happened. The end. And like, I don't know. I'm a storyteller where like someone will be like, okay, well, what was the point of the story? I'm like, I don't know. It just happened. So I do try to like be a little bit more, I don't know, witty, I guess, with it. And yeah, I guess. So like the pap smear, going back to that one, I've been doing some research for it and kind of like going into, because it's named after the doctor, not named after HPV, which is what I and many other people thought that a pap smear is named off of. So like doing research and like finding other little bits to go in instead of my storytelling experience, I guess.
I think you mentioned earlier you're pretty new to comedy, right?
Yes, yes.
So, but, like, when did you just realize that, like, making jokes among friends translated to a possible stage?
Well, I had always, I liked being on stage. In college, I did improv. In high school, I did, like, theater and stuff. And a few of my friends from improv in college were doing comedy in the city, and it was inspiring to see them doing it, and it was something I'd always like wanted to try, but I was like, no, maybe I'll just find another like improv troupe. But I really was, I don't know. I had a point like in the last like year or two where I was like, if I don't at least just like try doing it, I'm going to regret it. So, and I had like, I don't know, it was something about like the year of being 25 where I was like, I need to like actually do what I want to do. So that kind of gave me the boost to actually try and do it. And I've been having a lot of fun, and everyone has been pretty welcoming for the most part. And it's a good environment.
How easy was it to get into?
I mean, like, they have open mic nights every day of the week. You just have to show up and go up and get your name on the list. But it is sort of like an odd environment. My friend and I were like doing it together for a while.
Oh, so it's a different dynamic.
Yeah, we were like, oh, I don't want to go. Like, okay, I'll wait until you want to go next week.
Oh, so not together on stage. Oh, you were going together, yes. And both individually.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We call each other emotional support friends.
I see. I thought it was like comedy. Maybe like two dope queens kind of like bouncing off one another.
They did try to do that at one of the open mics, but I...
Inspiration for the future.
Yeah, I think we should try it again. It could be good. But yeah, we were going together, and... I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought here.
Sorry, I distracted with two dope queens, but you were talking about how you... Like, how easy it was to get into the scene with your friend. You had an emotional support friend.
Yeah, and I mean, we were a little, like, scared off at first. We went to, like, one open mic night, and it was all men... making some very questionable jokes.
Yeah. So you weren't getting, it wasn't an all-men audience.
No, yeah. I mean, we didn't even, like, go up that night to do any comedy. We just were like, let's feel the waters. And we did not like the waters of that particular open mic. So we went to a different one that there were more women attending. And it just was a more comfortable place because there were more women in the audience. And less, when there's more women in the audience, they don't make as many of those kinds of jokes, I've noticed.
Mm.
It's like if you end up being like the only person there, you're like, oh boy, this is going to be one of those nights where they all try those jokes.
That could be an interesting, like, scientific study of, like, all right, let's see how much I can push myself out of the comfort zone and, like, push them out of their comfort zone.
Yes. No, like...
Because I feel like you bring up a pap smear and you get a lot of blushing from people who don't actually get them themselves.
It took... I've been doing, like, working on the joke at open mics for a while, so I feel like a lot of them are kind of used to it. But definitely when I first brought it up, they were like, where is she going with this? Yeah. And, I, like, explain what it is and as, like, part of the joke. And the other night when I did it, the guy in the audience was like, ew, ew. And I was like, buddy, you're going to have to learn. it's part of being a woman, and you, I assume, like them. But yeah, so it's interesting when they have like a weird reaction, because a lot of times like other comics will come up and like do a reaction, like work off of your bit into their joke. So someone actually did that with the pap smear joke because it did really well. And so I was a little bit proud that they took my bit and riffed off of it. So I was like, see, you guys are getting used to it now. You get it. It's not all weird. I don't know.
And the more we get women comics and non-binary comics up there, the easier it'll be.
Yes, exactly. That's why if they're interested, they should go to the Albany Comedy page and check out the show that's happening on May 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah. I don't remember if we talked about it on here or it was off mic, but you talked about how you had your family and you made jokes with your family. Did that play into your comedy?
Yeah, I think a little bit. I think with I've realized I've tried to do like crowd work a little bit more, which is a little bit more like, I don't know, roasty-ish. And also like part of the like comedian culture is like, oh, we're going to roast each other. And I feel like I have experienced from that from my family and just like large family gatherings, and someone's going to roast my cousin for being bald.
Families can't be brutal.
Yeah, exactly. So you kind of, they helped me get a thick skin for that kind of thing, but it's all like with love and jest and family.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not trying to be really mean to any of these guys when I'm like roasting them. Not that I've done it amazingly, but
We have about 30 seconds left. I want to make sure we've mentioned the comedy page. What about your pages? How do we find you on social media?
Oh, yes. On Instagram, I am at Lana G97, no A, just A, just at LANNA 97 on Instagram. And that's where you can find me, or Alana Oliaga Gill on Facebook if you want to do that. But yeah.
And that event on the 18th. Where can they find more information? Where is that going to be?
That is going to be at Lark Tavern. You can find out more information on the Albany Comedy Instagram, at Albany Comedy. There's also their Facebook page, also Albany Comedy.
Check it out. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to talk with you.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
This is awesome.